The story that you are about to hear is one that shares great similarities with that of St. Gianna Beretta Mola and Servant of God Chiara Cobella Petrillo. Maria Cristina was born in Cinisello, Balsamo, Italy on August 18, 1969. At a very young age, Cristina begins to attend the family parish youth group, or oratory, at the Holy Family Parish in Cinisello. She attends catechism classes taught by the Sisters of Charity of St. Giovanna Antida, under the direction of Sister Anna Rosa Pozzoli, who provides her with first basic formation to the sacraments of the Catholic Church. Now from the very beginning, Cristina absolves all teachings with great attention and devotion. Cristina dedicates herself as a teenager to the care of children in the oratory and perfects her Christian formation with great care. Now, Cristina began keeping a spiritual diary from her early preteen years, which continued throughout her life. She used a small notebook, collecting all meditations and conversations with God. Now, during high school years, a religious vocation seemed to be the future goal chosen by Maria Cristina. She was attracted by the example given by the sisters working in the parish and expressed a desire to become a sister of charity in the future. However, a casual encounter with Carlo Mocellina at the end of summer vacation upsets her plans and changes her mind towards her future. Following long and serious debating, Cristina decides to accept her engagement and consequently marriage. Now at the age of 18 and only 1 year after becoming engaged to Carlo, Cristina experiences for the first time great pain and unexpected suffering. A tumor on her left thigh appears upon her return from vacation in Canada and forces a particularly hard ordeal on her between various hospitals. 3 cycles of chemotherapy kept her from her studies and normal life for many months. This experience of great suffering cements her love for Carlo, who shuttles between Veneto and Lombardy to be close to her. This is the moment when their love takes on a breath of eternity. It is during this experience that their love assumes an eternal aspect. Now, Cristina recovers completely and manages to complete her high school with high grades. Her life suddenly accelerates. Her strong desire to marry Carlo leads to their marriage on February 2, 1991, when Cristina and Carlo celebrate their union before God. 10 months after the marriage, the first child is born, Francesco, who will be followed after only a year and a half by Lucia. These are years of serenity and joy in which the young family experiences a full and extraordinarily rich love. A few years after Lucia's birth, in the autumn of 1993, Cristina becomes pregnant with Ricardo. But, unfortunately, when the pregnancy arises, a new cancer appears on the same leg that 5 years earlier had so badly marked her. After getting over the initial shock, Cristina and Carlo began an intense period of prayer, both personal and together as a couple. The couple both expressed their desire to safeguard the life of the baby at any cost. She therefore undergoes a local operation aimed at removing the tumor, but postponed the start of chemotherapy treatments so as to not damage the baby's life. Shortly after, Ricardo was born in July of 1994 and is a beautiful, lively, and healthy child. She once wrote, "You are a gift to us, you are precious, and when I look at you, I think that there is no suffering in the world that is not worthwhile for a child." Chemotherapy begins immediately after delivery, but when the cancer had already done its devastation and there is nothing more to be done, Cristina, while wishing to heal and hoping for a miracle, continues to trust God. On October 22, 1995, Cristina ascends to heaven, leaving a message of love and trust in God very deep, which will be received by many people who will come to know her story. Servant of God, Maria Cristina Mocellin, pray for us.